So what is desire? How do we find it and how do we sustain it? I'm Esther Perel, and for the past 35 years, I have helped couples navigate the challenges of modern relationships. I host a podcast called Where Should We Begin, where I work with people who are dealing with exactly issues like this. How do we cultivate desire? What is it? Countless people tell me how it used to be hot, how in the beginning they feel so charged, so interested, so engaged, and then desire flatlines. And so often they are puzzled by this fizzling out of this erotic energy, that desire that just went away. Where did it go? It's sleuth work to find out how do we sustain our desire. In fact, we don't find desire. We cultivate it. We turn ourselves on and sometimes we turn ourselves off. Ask yourself, I turn myself off when or by? And notice that it's not the same question as you turn me on when or what turns me on is. And I turn myself off when I do what? When I do emails before going to bed, when I worry about money, when I am anxious about my children, when I don't like my body. I have a way of talking to myself, of relating to my body, to myself, to my experience of pleasure that will block it. We all, as Emily Nagoski says, work on a dual regulation system when it comes to sex. Accelerator and brakes. Thoughts that inhibit us and stop us, and thoughts that actually engage us and ignite us. Desire and love, they relate, but they also conflict. And herein lies the mystery of eroticism. To desire is to want. What are the things that help you want? How do you relate to yourself, to your partners, to the world that help you want? And what are the ways that you feel undeserving, that you feel not entitled? You will notice that if you have a better sense of self-worth, you find that desire comes easier. You're allowed to want. In order to desire, you need to have an I that feels entitled to want. And in order to want, you need to feel deserving and lovable. It's all interconnected. It's not just, I look at myself in the mirror and I like what I see. Or you look at me and you like what you see. But if I don't like myself, you can tell me 10 times how gorgeous I am. Won't make a dent. See, the interesting thing with desire is that there is I desire and then there is feeling desirable. It is much harder to desire when we don't feel desirable. It is harder to let someone else desire us if inside our head we're saying, can't be, you don't believe what you're saying, or if you really took a good look, you wouldn't be saying what you're saying. So desire is deeply interwoven with our sense of self-worth, with our sense of a healthy entitlement. I am lovable. I can receive. I can desire. I can be pleasured. Pleasure is crucial for desire. And autonomy. Autonomy and pleasure are two essential components of desire. When you desire, you own your wanting. It's an essential experience of freedom. You know, you can have sex and do it. That doesn't mean that you want to. People have done it. Women, for sure, have done it for centuries with their partners. That doesn't mean that they really wanted it. What we want today is sex that is rooted in desire. We want to want. Desire today is the organizing principle of our sexual experiences. Desire, pleasure, and connection. And seriously, sex isn't just something you do. Sex is a place you go. So ask yourself, where do I go in sex? What parts of myself do I connect with? What do I experience there? That's a very different way of looking at sex than the performance industry model. It's an experience. What is the experience that you're looking for? Take a deeper dive into the intricacies of desire and listen to the episode of my podcast, Where Should We Begin? Do you want me to watch the kids while you go out with other guys? You'll hear how this couple answered these questions for themselves and how you may be able to find the answers to your own questions.